Now, I realize that what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say a few things like this as we move along through the year, is going to rankle some folks. This has nothing to do with politics, as politics are. It has to do with a nation that still is, a nation that is marked with this slogan, our currency, and otherwise, in God we trust. Some of you are going to be challenged this year, if you're hanging around here, because it may be required of you to hold your nose while you vote. I don't feel that way, but I understand there are those that do, and we come from different backgrounds and settings. But there is one thing I know. We're told to pray, not curse, not make snide, nasty remarks and express our hate. As believers, we are to pray for those in authority. And it starts at the top. I don't agree with everything, but like I said a few weeks ago, the Old Testament is full of wicked men who God got a hold of their attention late in life. And as He wooed them and spoke to them, they began to respond and change their direction. Be careful what you criticize. Be careful, let there be prayer, Christian support for those. Now, here is a deciding factor. I want to read a couple of articles from just the last couple of weeks, regardless of where we stand, right or left. And I'll be quite honest with you, I feel like we're in the mess. This is just me talking now. We're in the mess that we're in, not because of the left, and I'm using these terms carefully, but the right has not stood strong, have not stood in character. It's not about parties. Are you here today? But something we cannot ignore. We have to somehow disconnect by faith the emotion that is running so high as believers and look at what is being done. Now, I'm going to give you just a couple of examples of this from just the last couple of weeks that are shocking. None of your major networks are covering these things well at all, if at all. CBN, see if I can get this new phone of mine fired up. If you've been trying to call me and text me for the last several days, my phone went kaput. So if you're like, man, what's the deal? Well, I haven't had anything. I couldn't get into it. I still can't get into my phone. I think I'm going to have to get a program to get everything out of it from the other one. Anyway, this is the new Antichrist on my hip. Otherwise called a smartphone. CBN News. Now, I'm cautioning you right now. Guard your heart. If you are already so predisposed to you need to check your heart. As believers, we have a whole new set of values. And if nothing else, it shocked me to find out that there were people that voted in the last election in reference to their insurance and their finances and ignored the fact that the people that they voted for were for late-term abortion. That's one you cannot get around. If that makes you angry, you need a major checkup from the neck up, and you need God to do something in your heart. This message of grace should impact these areas as much or more than any other area. And I should not have to walk on eggshells talking about truth. I'm not elevating a man or a party, but we've got to wake up. While we've been sitting on our hands as a church and afraid and being politically correct and afraid of what we're going to say, there are those on the other side that are not afraid at all. So, then get this thing back on. So, you don't need to be afraid. I'm not going to use this as a political bully pulpit, but I have a responsibility to be current and make sure that we are all aware of what has taken place. CBN News. Come on, you silly thing. There it goes. Excerpts from President Donald J. Trump's remarks on the 47th annual March for Life. I was shocked to find out that not even Ronald Reagan. I don't remember this stuff. Not Ronald Reagan, who I appreciate so much. I remember my dad years ago talking about how he turned around the state of California. When we were there as a child, and later on took those same principles and turned this nation around in a major, major way. George, President Bush, he did not. Out of political correctness, and literally, I saw literal quotes where he out of, they didn't, the term political correctness wasn't a big buzz term yet, but for those reasons, he held back. Here are some excerpts. First president ever in the 47 years that this has been going on. Here are some statements that he made while he was there in his speech. It is my profound honor to be the first president in history to attend the March for Life. Young people are the heart of the March for Life, and it is your generation that is making America a pro-family, pro-life nation. Another statement. These are direct quotes. Unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House. It's true. When it comes to abortion, Democrats have embraced the most radical and extreme positions. Listen, my daddy was a dyed-in-the-wool Southern, my granddaddy, Coburn, man of God, loved Jesus, dyed-in-the-wool Southern Democrat from the old school party that was a defender of the people and the working class. And I don't agree with everything anymore, and I agree with the stuff that went on the other side. But today, we're leaving parties, and we're going to a far, when you start saying that it is okay and should be law for taxpayer-funded abortion, up to the day they're born, and even partially born, something is radically wrong when the church can sit by and be quiet and not say anything. We need to pray for our nation and pray for men. I don't care who he was. Right now, we see over 180 confirmed now? Did I understand? Supreme Court justices in major areas where a far left, I'm not talking about Democrat, I'm talking about a far left. I know what leftism is. I grew up feeling the brunt of Christian leftism, liberation theology, and where it goes. But I'm not arguing about any of that. Right now, I'm talking about the viability of life. Do you believe that the Bible says that life is prescience, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that God knew us before we were formed? This isn't a fetus, it's a person. Let me continue here. We doing all right? How often do I do this? Shame on me. Today, millions of extraordinary women across America are using the power of their votes. Do you know what so shocked me to see a number of feminists and Democratic women that were in this deal that were saying, we can't stand for this anymore. They had more guts than the average church-going believer who should embrace life unashamed. Their votes to fight for the first right in the Declaration of Independence, the right to life. To all the moms here today, we celebrate you and we declare that mothers are heroes. Every life brings love into this world. Every child brings joy to a family. Every person is worth protecting. And above all, we know that every human soul is divine, and every human life, born and unborn, is made in the holy image of Almighty God. When is the last time you heard that out of any president? Watch your mouth. Guard your heart. Speak life. Encourage. If that rattles you, so be it. Life. Pray for him and bless him. We doing all right? I'm doing great. Hope you are. All right? There's more I could read. It goes on. This was no small thing. It was big. Here's another one. How many are aware of this one? Trump fighting to put prayer back in schools. People, wake up. This is not a left or right issue. This is a righteousness. I'm going to belt it out again. It's a righteousness issue. Wake up. We're studying Ephesians 5. It says awake. He's speaking to people that have expressed their love for Jesus, have expressed their love for one another, and he is still telling them, awake thou that sleepeth, arise from the dead, and God will give you light. I challenge you. You may not like some things, but you better pray hard and think about what you're doing and be on the side of life no matter who it is. Hold your nose and pull the lever. If you stick to your stubborn, entrenched idea of your tradition of political status, God help you and shame on you. We need to be a part of the answer. Oh, you're just touting for the Republican Party. You don't know how much I've considered vacating that camp. I am a registered Republican, but I'm not happy at all with most of what I've seen. Thank God a few of them woke up when they saw that they could be on the winning side. How hypocritical is that? So if you think I'm picking on Dems, you're wrong. If it didn't affect the way I could vote locally, I'd go independent. That's how frustrated I am. So I'm not just hammering. What I'm talking about is truth and where we must stand. President Donald Trump unveiled new federal guidelines today to protect constitutional right to pray in public schools. This is something that... When was it that prayer? Was it 62? The year before I was born. 63? 62 or 63? I was born in 63. I don't have it with me. I looked and looked for it. I've got it packed away in paper, hard paper archive somewhere, where they showed the direct correlation with the utter dysfunction in the public school system. We're talking about crime, behavior, everything you can imagine. In 63, it started a gradual climb and just started doing that on about every possible front you can imagine. This nation was founded on prayer and the truth of God's word. There's never been a civilization like it ever before. This isn't my message this morning, but it's my message this morning. All right? We'll get to the other one we can. Michael, I forgot. We're going to interrupt what we're doing. Michael, Lindsay, Lori, and Bill's, this is Lori's son, Lori and Bill, boy, is here from Brazil. And it is good to have you. Would you just stand real quick and greet everybody? How are things in Brazil? What's going on in Brazil? How's Christy and the girls? I almost did it again.
Right in the middle of.
Trust me, they're glued. They're not going anywhere.
Okay, good.
I can go back just like that.
Hey, church, things are great in Brazil. We're growing. We split our schools, so we have two campuses now. We have 300 students in February. We've got housing
awesome
for staff. Things are just going crazy good. Crazy, crazy good.
Isn't that great? Amen. So remember them. We'll feature them soon on the overheads.
And we'll all come back this summer and try to maybe speak a few words. here.
That would be fantastic. Okay. I enjoy it when he speaks. I laugh and learn. This guy is a natural comedian.
That's good.
But he's also a natural deliverer of good God truths. No, it's you are.
Good.
I wish I had that gift. Thank you, Michael. Okay, so back to prayer in school. Turn this guy off. Boy, if this is your first time here, I'm sorry. President Trump unveiled new federal guidelines today to protect constitutional right to pray in public schools. Shocking. The president previewed his idea earlier this month at Evangelicals for Trump rally at the King Jesus International Ministry in Florida. I was shocked to find out that he's having guys in on a monthly and weekly basis to pray for him. They are not publicity stunts. There are no cameras. A few people have snuck out stuff on phones. He's not doing it for votes. He's doing it because he's saying, I need prayer. I need real prayer. People that you would know in the Faith and Grace camp, he's calling quality key leaders to pray for him. This deal was at a ministry that I'm very familiar with, a tremendous guy, Spanish guy in Miami, who has got a church that's running now in the thousands, a real faith guy, has heavily impacted the ministries all over Central and South America. This is where they chose to do. Not in some big, dead, ancient religion. They went to a fiery, charismatic, Pentecostal, spirit-filled church and said, pray for me. Okay? And anyway, let me get back to this. The president previewed his idea earlier this month. The Evangelical versus Trump rally at the King Jesus International Ministry in Florida says that he would take action to safeguard students and teachers. First Amendment's right to pray in school. We will not allow faithful Americans to be bullied by the hard left. The president told CBN News' David Brody at the White House Thursday, well, it is a culture war. You have two sides. You have a side that believes so strongly in prayer, and they're being restricted, and it's getting worse and worse, and I think we've made a big impact. And we're loosening up a lot, and I want to loosen it up totally. But you do have things happening today that are 10 or 15 years ago, that 10 or 15 years ago would have been unthinkable. Now the U.S. Department of Education is sending letters to officials in all 50 states to ensure students and teachers don't face discrimination for practicing their right of religious freedom. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos explained the new rules protect students' right to pray, but they also go beyond that to protect faith-based student groups and much more. The department's effort will level. It is so strange that laws that were passed to protect the church from the state have completely done a 180, and it protects the state from the church. That's shameful. Prayer in schools. You better be thinking about it. If that makes you uncomfortable, like Brother Osteen used to say, I'm rubbing the fur the wrong way, let the cat turn around. Truth. I don't care who he was. What I see is a man in the face of all that's going on and this ridiculous mockery that's going on right now. It's just absolutely nuts. Disrespect it's laden with everything that is against everything we've ever believed in as a country. With that note, would you, right where you're sitting, extend your hands this way, and let's do what Christians are commanded to do. It breaks my heart. I hope these people that left had to go to the bathroom. Sorry, I'm not normally this personal, but I feel kind of personal about this. Why is it always us that has to compromise and back up and be careful and shut our mouths? Time. Ridiculous. We chase everybody off and have to lock the doors. I'll stand tall at peace knowing I didn't shirk my responsibility. So let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up Donald J. Trump and those that surround him. We don't know his heart. We know things of the past that do not look good. But we can weep and cry at the songs of worship written by a man who slept with another man's wife and sent her husband to be murdered in battle, but offers zero mercy because we've got our feet firmly planted in political soil. But today, Lord God, I thank you that everybody in this room, we are firmly grounded in the love of God. I don't know the man. I'm not even going to go too far as to say he's a man of God. I don't know anything about. But what I do know is that you turn the heads of kings and leaders. And today, come on, people of God, we thank you for your wisdom and your blessing on that man and on that administration. Whatever we don't understand has been brought quickly into focus, polarized by this. Life is being honored. Prayer is being exalted. A nation is being redefined. And so, Father God, we thank you for these things, your blessing and your strength over him. We pray for both parties and those scattered in between. Father God, that you would awaken men and women who many of them may not be aware on either side or not aware. They were raised in a system and chased after things. Many of them are where they're at politically because they were personally hurt. Today, Father, we pray for them as well, that you would let your salvation be known in this nation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. If the foundations be destroyed, where will the righteous turn? So, Father God, today we lift up our nation, we lift up our leaders in Jesus' name. And I want to ask you, please, even if you got to hold your nose, lift a voice of blessing, prayer. Something is switching. It amazes me that there are people that are upset while the thing that we've been believing God for years, and many of us gave up hope, now we're seeing brought swiftly to the fore. Be wise, not in your own self, but know what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine. We're going to look at not this. We don't have time this week. This is Ephesians 5. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. What is your wine? What is it that you're tapped into that anesthetizes you? We're not talking about a liquid in a bottle. We're talking about anything that you turn to anesthetize pain, to lift yourself away, to not think about what's going on around you. How many know that a believer who's firmly planted in love can square their shoulders and stand on the Word of God and fearlessly proclaim the truth in love, not rude, not arrogant? We don't need any signs that say turn or burn. But we do need people that can stand with a smile on their face and the love of God and say the truth. If I hear one more Christian artist that somebody shoves a microphone in their face and says, do you believe that a homosexual, that homosexuality is a sin? And they don't answer the question. And these are out of major, charismatic, spirit-filled churches. What's going on with us? For anybody who's been in a church where the truth is preached, you ought to be able to look back with as much love and tenderness as you can work up and say, absolutely. But you know what? That's not the... You're trying to box me in and trap me and make me look like a bigot. But here's the rest of the answer. Jesus loves them and died for them and already paid for that sin. But you know what? Most of them will say, what sin? That makes me angry. Who are you to say? It's not me. It's the Word of God. It's not greater or less than adultery or any other thing, but it absolutely is wrong. And while we're on the subject, this White House is standing firmly on the definition of marriage being a man and a woman. Unabashedly. So, but we don't need mean Christians, but we need people that know how to answer, be ready with an answer from the Word of God, but with love. He says, speak the truth in love. He loves. I've worked more people get angry when I touch on, I can't ever bring it. It's all in the Word of God. I'm told to mention it. But I've worked more. People get angry when I mention anything about homosexuality. I bet I've worked more with homosexuals than probably anybody in this room and in a lot of churches. I've talked to them, walked them through tough times, let them see the love of God, seen some delivered from that style and others, helped them see that in Jesus, their identity is no longer with a sexual orientation. Their identity is in Christ. And watch as they begin to step free and clear of something that has driven them to depths of despair. Look at the statistics. Nobody hates them. Nobody here has the right to personally stand in judgment of them. If they walked in here, you and I have an obligation to greet them, to find out their names, to welcome them back. Are you here today? Now, if they come here with a political agenda and they're sitting up here in the front and all over each other, I'll have the ushers usher them out. No different than I would if somebody was exercising the free right to keep and bear arms, walked in here with a AK-47 and sat up in the front row. I have got no problem with that in Arizona. I have a problem with it on the front row. It has nothing to do with... The subject has to do with decency and respect of others. But outside of something like that, we have an obligation, and we may very well find that happen. And I'll tell you what, we have an obligation as believers in love to realize, if it were not for God, there go I. Don't judge them. Love them. Pray for them. Let God do what He does. It's no greater or less than in any other sin. In the Old Testament, there were greater thans and less thans. In the New Covenant, sin is sin. And it's only the blood of Jesus that cleanses and sets men and women free. How many are glad for Jesus today? So we need to be careful. It makes me angry when I hear churches standing up and just blasting, like they're trying to balance the scale by blasting this subject. That doesn't get anywhere. But it also means that we should be clear and precise in love about where we stand based on this. Amen? Wow. The water rising up around my midriff is getting hot in here. Yeah, you'd like to pray for me?
Yes.
All right. I'll take that. She wants to pray. This is my daughter, my baby girl. Thank you, Lord.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you, Lord.
Just me. If you could join in prayer. Being a leader, whether you're a pastor or a president or a business owner, whatever you're doing, this kind of thing is difficult to communicate. So it's easy to stand in the audience and judge. I'm not pinpointing anyone that's being judgmental, but in general, it's really easy to judge someone in a leadership position. And what I appreciate about this pastor happens to be my dad. Some have dads that are mechanics. Some have dads that are whatever. That my dad happens to be a pastor. Okay, and I love it. We need to pray for our leaders. And when someone stands up for what's right, it's a good thing. And I am so proud. And if you have a problem with that, I really don't care. I don't love or hate you. I just really don't care. I do love you guys. I love my family. So let's, if you feel, let's stand together in honor of Jesus, in honor of our pastor, Lee, Pastor Jackie, and let's pray for our pastors in the community.
Yeah.
There are pastors all over the church, all over America, and all over the world that are praying for our country. There's a lot at stake. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you got to start reading some stuff. Don't watch DirecTV news channel, okay? And I said that. I'm sorry. He didn't say that. That was me. I'm not trained to say what I say. I believe what
Thank
I believe
you,
because I believe it. I'm not a puppet.
Thank you, Lord.
I follow the Lord Jesus. So, Lord, I lift up Pastor Lee here as a pastor, as a leader, as a man of God. I just thank you, Lord, for his ability to communicate, the gifting that you've given him. It's really nerve-wracking to get up here and to say some of the things that he says. But, Lord, I believe in the Holy Spirit in him, working through him and for him. He has to stand on the Word of God just like any of us do. Monday morning hits. Bills land on the kitchen table. We all face the same things, whether we're pastor, we're just people. But he happens to be in this leadership position. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to forgive us, Lord, for times when we've had bad attitudes and talked about each other and drama. Sometimes we have drama, we all have it, but we walk in the grace of God. We leave the drama behind. And we give it up to you, King Jesus. Be Lord and Savior over our lives. Give us wisdom every single day. Help us to be an example, Lord, to our children, so that our kids can see us respecting leadership, respecting position, not for the title, but for the person in the title that's walking things out every single day. Lord, I thank you for blessing and strength over Pastor Lee Jackie Shaw. Over the pastors here in Chino, I don't know all their names. My dad knows all of them, and he prays for all of them.
Yes, we lift them up today,
We lift up the other churches today. We pray that there would be just an underlying strength, Lord.
Strength,
pastors
yes.
All over the United States, all over America, just an underlying supernatural strength, Lord. But this time, not just a wave of just schooling people, but a wave of just strong grace, Lord. Just
yes.
The person of Jesus, he is love, he is grace. Not a message of grace, but a person.
Yes.
Lord, I just pray that that would be the underlying message, that there would be strength in love. Not strength in law, but strength in love. Lord, that you would get every pastor, Lord, every leader, whatever they're doing, leadership, businessmen, Lord, people that are bosses of whatever it is. Lord, every leader, give them the strength to stand up for what's right.
Yes.
But Lord, I know there's a scripture in Proverbs that says truth and mercy are bound together.
Yes, that's
truth
right.
Truth and mercy are
truth
bound.
Truth and mercy, I love it.
Fully together.
Yes.
There's never just truth, hardcore, cold,
that's right.
mean
that's
truth.
Right.
There's always mercy, and they are
mercy.
Bound
oh, man.
Tightly
what a word.
Together in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And if that was so in Old Testament law, let it be so even more fulfilled in the New Testament, under the New Covenant, under the grace of Jesus Christ. And we arrest our minds and our hearts, and we look to you, Lord Jesus. We leave behind the weights, the weights. We set aside the weights that would cause us to be judgmental and to hold tight. Even me, you know, I'm 36. I realize I've been set in some of my ways, Lord. I lay those down and ask you to be my King, Jesus, every day. be my leader every day and help me to respect other people that are in position, even when they're fully wrong. Lord, help me to do the right thing, Lord, to speak your word and to do the right thing. I just thank you for strength over Pastor Lee this morning, over my mom, Pastor Jackie, those who are leading in youth ministry, kids ministry, whatever we're doing, businessmen here, businessmen, whatever it is, restaurant owner, whoever you are, mother, raising kids, just as important, stay-at-home dad. We just lift up our leaders, and I thank you for strength and grace and wisdom and blessing and favor. And I'm not asking for anything out of, you know, out of turn. This is what you've given us, Jesus, in the cross, and we are your righteousness, and we stand fully and confidently under your word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen. I just want to pray a prayer right now. We pray for President Trump. We pray for our Constitution. We pray for America that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord. We also pray for Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, Father God, that no weapon formed shall prosper.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for protection around our pastor. We thank you for his courage. We thank you for his strength. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is in him. We thank you that he is courageous, Lord, and that he is bold, Lord. And we are just so proud to be a part of all of this, this community of God. Thank you, precious Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you. Amen. Absolutely.
And it's very short and to the point. For such a time as this, God has called you and put you here. I had that word when we first started this church years back. And God wants you to know, for such a time as this, you are anointed and appointed. That's all I can say.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you. God is good. Hallelujah. And I want everybody in here to understand that the scribes, yes, sir. Hang on, let me turn it back on.
I remember, I don't know if you remember, but Channel 3 years ago, I remember when they would open up and when the channel would come on, they said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And they stopped doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, it was back years ago, you know, because they used to do that all the time.
I'm glad there's somebody that's willing to push back. Yeah. Not be rude, be a gentleman, but push back.
I know everybody has trouble knowing who to vote for, but it's so simple. Vote the Bible. Vote the Word of God. God says what he says. He means it. He hasn't changed. He's not going to change. So vote the Bible.
There you go. That's a good word. Good job. Hallelujah. Good stuff. I don't want anybody. It nags me that somebody in here heard the comment on homosexuality, and you've got somebody who's a loved one. I want you to know that in no way, shape, or form, if you know anything about me personally, whoever that is, I know you're here. So I want you to be at ease. I'll give you an example, and this may offend people on the other side. I really don't care. Joseph Prince had a guy over in Singapore, massive church, 30-plus thousand people, that was a confirmed, living, older guy, confirmed homosexual, and the whole lifestyle, came to Joseph Prince's church and heard the gospel for the first time, gave his heart and life to Jesus. He came to Brother Joseph Prince sometime later and said, "Brother Prince," he said, "my life has been changed. I'm so happy." He began to describe the born-again experience and what had happened to him. He said, "But I'm still a homosexual." Joseph Prince corrected him and said, "Wait a minute." He said, "You've lived a whole lifestyle. This is all you've ever known. But I want you to no longer identify with whoever you were before Jesus. Put any name to it. Your new identity is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus."
I don't want you to ever say, I am anything other than that. Begin to go into the Word, let what He has put in your heart, because the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that He was raised from the dead, you will be saved. This man had heart faith and entered into salvation. And he knew something was amiss, because when you have the nature of God in you and that's going on in your life, you know something is haywire. Something's not right. He came to Brother Prince. So he took that word as a child and left and said, you're right. My new identity is in Jesus. The testimony goes on. This man was absolutely set free from that lifestyle. Not because anybody pushed him or was mean or condemned him, but because somebody said, let's don't quibble about this. Let's just look to Jesus. Jesus will iron this out. If you look to Him. That's what I believe with all of my heart. The work has to start inside. We got to stop being offended and so touchy on either side of these issues and keep our eyes on Jesus. But if I ever have a microphone stuck in my face to set me up, you better bless and pray for Brother Joel Osteen. He was caught off guard. He didn't. I know his mama. I know his daddy. And he was set up with Larry King. Pray for that man. That's not where he stands. Anyway, I'm out of time. I had no plan at all to go here. Can I show you? It's 11:25 by that 4 by that clock. I don't know how accurate it is. Can I show you where I was going to go and where we're going to pick up? And I think I can do it in 10 minutes. Don't laugh. Believe with me. You laughed anyway. Turn with me. So we've been studying. If you've been with us, no, we do not do this every week. Lord, I couldn't stand the pressure. But as we get nearer and nearer to what's going to be happening in November, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. So it might behoove you to make some decisions. And I would encourage you, be a blessing, pray. Don't let yourself be divided from others whom you love, who are part of the body of Christ just like you. Don't count another as less because you may not agree on peripherals. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and let's walk this through together. The same grace that I received, I can give to someone else. Can you give it back? Amen. We're doing all right? Ephesians chapter 3. This is where I wanted to go. Last week, I love this verse. We finished with verse 12. And I want to just remind you of that verse because there is so much power in it. It says, in whom, speaking of Jesus, in whom we have boldness and access. How many are glad because of Jesus? I have boldness. I don't have to be afraid to be in the presence of God anymore. Because of His work for me and me taking it by faith, I don't have to be afraid to enter in like a child. He is my Abba, Father, Daddy God, the Spirit of adoption that cries, we are one, my Father and I. That's amazing stuff. Say it out loud with me, boldness and access, together, all together. One more time, boldness and access. With confidence by the faith of Him. Whose faith? We learned last week it's His faith that He gave us. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. He's in prison, very tough, tough situation, unthinkable. He's writing these letters out of prison, full of joy, heart for the lost. He says here, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. I know we've hit a lot of points, and there's a lot of statements I made that need a lot of qualifying. But if we could somehow move away from party affiliation and from right, left, and all these stuff and predispositions, all kind, if we could just begin to see by the Spirit the whole family in heaven and earth that is named. We're part of a body. I hope you don't just show up to church for a pep talk and ignore the need you have for one another in relationship. We can't be everybody's buddy, but the compassion of God in us can cause us to see what we would normally not see and to be involved and lift somebody. Would you say it out loud with me? We are a family. One more time, everybody. We are a family. I don't want to keep harping on what we were talking about a few minutes ago, but I've got a couple situations right now in my family in Tennessee. My dad took the time out to go and hug and love on that young man, shock the whole family, show the love of God. You know my dad. That little boy said the center prayer when he was little. We're going to take what we've got to work on. There's no pounding judgment. It's the love of God that changes people. You're with me today. How about the rest of you? Okay, so here we go. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, I want you to listen as we go, that he would grant to you, according to the riches of his glory. That statement right there, we've heard it. Those of us that have been around church have heard that so many times, it just flies right over our head. Do you understand that you and I can't even get the gray matter? I don't think we will ever get our gray matter wrapped around what the riches of his glory is. All that is his power and greatness and goodness. No wonder the psalmist over and over again, David and others, and under the old system, it would rise out of the inside of them, prophetically speaking of our day. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. It doesn't even begin to touch how great he is. Richness of his glory. I've only been around. I remember years ago being with a guy, and this will crack you up. It was a connection with our family up in Michigan. And this guy was involved in a business that was quite amazing, a lot of money flowing. He said, Lee, I want to take you to the lake. I remember sitting there as a missionary kid. I don't know how old I was, 17, I don't remember how old I was. And saying, come on, we went to a restaurant. I mean, want some big fancy place. What do you like? They got this, that, and the other. He said scallops. I said, I'll take the scallops. They brought out this massive plate with, I've never seen anything like it since. We ate. Then we jumped in his brand new whatever it was with a $6,000, this is back in the old days, $6,000 phone system when nobody had them. Drove to one of the lakes. This is in Midland, Michigan. Drove to one of the lakes, got on his yacht. And I didn't even know what, I mean, to me, I was like, wow, that's rich. And he was small potatoes to a lot of guys. The guy we've been talking about, Donald Trump, I remember him years ago talking to somebody and talking about people who live in billionaire status. He was saying that whoever was interviewing him asked him, said, what is it like to have that kind of money? I mean, the temptation for addiction. Now you can have anything you want. And he named cocaine and women and other things. He says, oh no. He said, when you reach this level, it's not about money anymore. He said, the addiction is power. I thought, wow.
Now that's rich. But this verse is speaking of the richness of his glory. Can you say holy smokes in church? Oh my gosh. The richness of his glory. And he's praying for us. He says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Can you say with me today, strengthened with might? Might. If you have a concordance with you on your phone, and by the way, if you don't, I don't know, I don't remember what the iPhone is. What's the Bible app in the iPhone? eSword? Is it eSword? I think it's My Sword. That's what I have on my phone. If you don't have it, it has. You can download it, and it's fantastic. Most of it is free. If you look up that little word, might, it's the same word that is used. For example, if you turn with me very quick. Okay, I'm just about out of time. Turn with me very quick to John chapter 1, verse 12. Which says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons. How many have received him this morning? How many have received him this morning? Power! Don't ever forget it, Damien. Power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That word right there for power, if you look it up, and we'll see it in a few other places, but this morning, for time's sake, that word power, the transliteration for the Greek word is dunamis. Thayer definition says strength, power, and ability. Inherent power. Power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. Do you know that when you got born again, there are those that teach we have a dual nature. We have an old nature and a new nature, and they're at war. That's nonsense. You have one nature, a new nature, called the nature of God, that is who you are now. One with Christ. Your battle is with a flesh that has been bent in a certain direction and simply needs retrained. It's not your nature. It's knee-jerk. It's just already done that so many times. It's still, when left to on its own, it tends to go to a place of survival, self-preservation. All these are natural things, but they'll get you in trouble because our survival now is found in him. Not survival, overcoming is found in him. Okay? So let me just move ahead. Inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, or which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. Listen to this. This is found within the definition of dunamis. Power for performing miracles. That you would be strengthened with might. Paul comes back at the end of this chapter, and we'll look at this hopefully next week. Ephesians 3:20, where he lays out this incredible promise. He says, now unto him that is able to do. This isn't just anybody, and it's not any ability. It's him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything you could imagine, dream of, or hope for. Here's the shocking part of that verse. According to the dunamis, which is working right now inside of the believer. But if you don't know that, nobody's telling you that, you're not releasing it. Dunamis. Power. Might. The power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth. Power and resources arising from numbers. Power consisting in
or resting upon armies, forces, and hosts. This is the word dunamis, that you would be strengthened with dunamis in your inner man. I love that power to work miracles. The life of God on the inside of the believer. Now look at the next thing that he says, and I have to quit. All of this, he says, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. I want to challenge you to take these verses right here and meditate on those. I mean, mind-blowing. The riches of his glory now are being invoked to cause you to have a revelation, to be strengthened with dunamis. We just read what dunamis is. By his Spirit in your inner man. Can you say, wow? Can you say it backwards? I hadn't done that in a while. I had to do it again. Okay, here we go. All of this for this purpose, and this is shocking, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know, other translations say, and of, and to know the love of Christ. All of this dunamis, and we're going to look at this next week, is Paul praying that they would be expanded by the Spirit of God to have the kind of might to receive a massive, greater height, depth, length, breadth of the love of God. This dunamis proviene del amor de Dios. I will translate that in a minute. I don't know how else to put it. It flows out of a revelation of the love of God. That was Spanish. Don't freak out. That was Spanish. I was raised in the Spanish world. Proviene, flows out from, proviene del amor de Dios, of the love of God. Isn't that beautiful? Spanish. And I said I would stop 4 minutes ago, so I will stop right now. I pray that you were blessed. Like I pray sometime at the supper table, Lord, bless this mess. Speak to people's hearts. Let your love be revealed. May our lives reflect you. May we be firmly planted in the love of God. And may the dunamis within be expressed with confidence as we speak your truth and love in a world that so desperately needs you. And everybody said, amen and amen. Have you been blessed today? Everyone standing, every head bowed, every eye closed, just for a moment as we worship. Lord, I give you my heart. Can we do that? I'm not going to delay any longer, but I'm going to remain up here. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I would love to meet you and to pray with you and lead you into relationship with Jesus. If you're unsure, you don't have to leave here wondering. He is the doubt remover. Here's what the Word of God says. If we confess with our mouth a heart belief that He is the Son of God and that He was raised from the dead, that we would be saved. That starts and initiates a whole new life, a victorious life. Or when we're in relationship with Jesus, we can say together with John, greater now is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have trials. Next week we're going to talk about it. Christians are going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. But there's a proper way to deal with that. We're going to see it in this little book of Ephesians. Dunamis, to receive the unthinkable, unsearchable riches of his glory. Strengthen with dunamis in the inner man. Power of influence. Power of miracles. Acting from a new nature as a revelation of Jesus, who he is in me. Not just who he is out there, but who he is in me. comes to full play. This morning, I don't want you to leave without being in relationship with Him. So I'm going to remain here as we close with this song. Greet one another as you go. Don't be in a hurry to leave. Make those that you see that you don't know, make sure they feel welcome. Have a wonderful week in Jesus. Father, we thank You for Your blessing on Your people today. In Jesus' name, and everybody shouted, amen. Let's sing. I'll remain up here. I'd love to pray with you. Let's sing together.
I live for You alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake.
Come on, let's worship.
Lord, have Your way in me. Oh, yes, this is my desire. This is my desire.